It's time for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food, dining, and beverage authorities from around town. James Norton is the editor of The Heavy Table, a Twin Cities-based magazine passionately telling the stories of food and drink from roots to table in the upper Midwest at theheavytable.com. James, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Well, let's talk about breakfast and brunch. Just last week with Dara Moskowitz-Grumdahl, we were talking about dim sum, and I understand that there is a pop-up restaurant run by the Birchwood Cafe, which is exciting because the Birchwood is under renovation right now.
Yeah, I think people are getting a lot more creative about what a restaurant is and where they are and how long they last and how mobile they are. And I think this is an example of that phenomenon. Birchwood is closing down for a couple of months or a month and a half. We'll see how it works out for a massive expansion and renovation. They had a big Kickstarter campaign. They raised more than $100,000, secured a loan for additional capital, and they're just really sprucing it up and making it an exciting new place. But in the interim, they wanted to give their customers a place to eat and their kitchen staff something to do. So they teamed up with Verdant Tea, which is this terrific tea house right down the street on Franklin Avenue. And they're doing a pop-up restaurant for the entire month of March, possibly a bit longer, from 8 a.m. to noon. And it's a breakfast restaurant, but it's really interesting in that most of the items on the menu are, to some extent or another, inspired by the food of Shandong, China, which is the region from which Verdant sources a lot of its tea. So it's actually...
This is a cool collaboration,
It's
then.
A really neat collaboration between Birchwood and Verdant. They're both bringing something exciting to the table. There's actually suggested tea pairings for all the different items on the menu, so you can go that route if you want. And something that David Duckler, who is one of the co-owners of Verdant Tea, was telling us is that they really wanted to present food from Shandong that wasn't fancy food or feast food. This is like what construction workers eat. This is what average people eat in their homes. It's very warm. It's very comforting. It's very savory. And I think it makes a really good breakfast.
What are some of the items they're offering?
They're offering a whole bunch of stuff. One of the most interesting things and simplest things they had was a hoisin glazed bacon. And now I think they improved on bacon. I know you're listening at home and saying this.
How can
not
bacon
possible.
Get any better?
Right, but it's slight. It's this beautiful, crunchy, meaty, full flavored bacon with just this hint of sweetness and spice. But it's not like a really, you know, thick, oily, greasy, overly sweet hoisin. It's a very delicate application of hoisin on the bacon, and it's just fantastic. They're doing pork sausage meatballs with black bean paste, sesame, brown rice, and scallions. It's almost like an Asian breakfast sausage in sphere form, which I totally enjoyed. Some of the best pot stickers I've had in a long time. You know, pot stickers can get kind of wet and kind of heavy. These were really light, really crispy, and they're filled with either chicken and egg or marinated tofu, so they're actually kind of light in flavor as well, and were actually great first thing in the morning. And there's a bunch of really cool beverages they're serving, too. They did a drinking chocolate. Now, you look at the menu, it's infused with goji berry, rose, and coconut milk. You're like, come on, man, just give me some hot chocolate. But then you drink it, and it's just this rich, beautiful, full-flavored, sweet but not oversweet, with like this little bit of a berry back note to it. Just fabulous drinking chocolate. And you know how really good chocolate, like when you get the higher sort of cacao content, it gets a little bit of a fruit or a berry note to it. And I think this is a really nice sort of potable evocation of that, not to drop into crazy dictionary words. They also do one of the best chais, I think, in the Twin Cities. So many layers of flavor, a lot of different teas going into it, local honeys going into it. And I'm not a kombucha person. I've always just really hated it. And the kombucha they
What do you not like about it?
I've gotten kombuchas that have just had a yeasty or mucusy kind of thing going on. I know, right? Two words in conjunction with food where you're like, well, that doesn't sound
so appealing.
Good.
Yeah.
The kombucha at Verdant Tea is really crisp and bright and clean. They did a kombucha mimosa when we were there that was really light and lively and just fantastic. So overall, yeah, it's a breakfast menu, but it's also sort of a trip to a province in China. It's exciting. It's different. I'm really excited about the Birchwood pop-up.
Eating and Drinking with The Current. We're talking with James Norton about the Birchwood pop-up restaurant at Verdant Tea. On the menu, are there any Birchwood Cafe sort of classics when it comes to breakfast, or is it all a collaborative menu?
There are some classics. They've got a sort of a granola with kumquat preserves, and they've also got the Birchwood savory waffle. Now, I don't really know what to make of the savory waffle. Let me tell you what's in it. It's a sweet potato, brown rice, and kale buttermilk waffle topped with kumquat, honey preserves, cilantro butter, pistachios, sunny side up, egg, bacon, lardons, and green tea powdered sugar.
That's a lot of taste.
It's a lot of taste. It's served with sambal maple syrup, so spicy maple syrup as well. So it is simultaneously sweet and savory. I can only process like 9 flavors at once, so my brain kind of shut down. It's not bad, but there's a lot. There's a lot there. So if you're someone who likes to be challenged first thing in the morning, not me, go for the savory waffle. I think the more sort of one or two note dishes were really good, like the scallion sweet corn pancakes. I thought were great. They're delicate. They're supple. A little bit of heat. Some sheep's milk cheese on top. Wow. Those were super good.
All right. Throughout the month of March, the Birchwood Cafe has a pop-up breakfast spot at Verdant Tea, and that's in the Seward neighborhood. And you can read more at thecurrent.org. Now, James, you were talking to us about another breakfast and brunch item that you wanted to tell the listeners about.
Yeah, there's something I just think the world needs to know about, and it's an Israeli dish called shakshuka, spelled a number of different ways. I spell it S-H-A-K-S-H-O-U-K-A. An Israeli friend of mine introduced me to it, and it's dead simple. It's one of those things where you hear about it, and you're like, oh, of course that would be delicious, but why doesn't everybody do this all the time? Essentially, you're making a tomato sauce with Mediterranean spices from scratch, and then after that's simmering and kind of cooked on a little bit, you're cracking eggs into it, and the eggs kind of poach in this tomato sauce.
Okay.
So you've got, you know, rich, kind of slightly runny eggs, a really wonderful kind of bright Mediterranean spiced tomato sauce, and you take like a challah or other egg bread, cut it into strips, and you can dip those strips into the sauce and into the egg yolk, and oh, it's fabulous. And it's one of those things where it hits the table and your guests will be like, what is going on? Like, how is this breakfast? I'm intrigued, I'm excited, I'm frightened. And everybody loves it. Every time I make shakshuka, the whole thing gets cleaned out.
That sounds really good. And I'm a dipper in my yolk. So where can I find a recipe for that?
I've sent a recipe to you guys. So hopefully on the current webpage, there'll be a recipe from my friend Roe, and I kind of adapted a few things. And I think it's pretty simple, and it's a lovely dish from the Mediterranean to us.
All right. We'll give that a try. Might be something to try for your next hosted brunch at your home. James Norton is the editor of the Heavy Table. And James, I understand you have a new book coming out this spring.
I do. Thanks for mentioning it.
Yeah, give us a preview.
Lake Superior Flavors from the University of Minnesota Press. And my wife, Becca Dilley, who's a fantastic photographer. I know I have to say that, but if you look at her
photos. But you're not just saying that because she really is. I've seen her photos.
She's really great. The two of us did a number of trips up to or around Lake Superior. And we did a lot of eating, a lot of drinking, and then a lot of meeting with sort of the food artisans, the fishermen and the brewers and the foragers who are really making the food culture something wonderful up there. So it's an exploration of a part of the world where, you know, I don't think we've really, it hasn't been well documented to date. So we found a lot of new stuff and we're really excited to share it with our readers.
It's called Lake Superior Flavors, and we'll have some information about it. That book comes out in April. James, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Everything we've talked about during eating and drinking, you can find online right now at thecurrent.org. It's 89.3 The Current.